Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear that song, you know our friends from Quality Roofing Solutions are here in the studio this morning. Benjamin Murphy, their director of marketing, is here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Meg. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. We had kind of a party in here the last half hour with all the leadership folks.
That's exciting. That's a cool. It's their media day, is that right?
It's their media day, so they'll probably be heading over to some of the other stations and in town, and it's kind of cool.
Started with the best one first, I see.
Oh, flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm in the right spot.
Okay. So enough about all of that, and let's get to Quality Roofing. I was thinking about you this week with these thunderstorms and the kind of weather we've been having. Oh, my goodness. I bet that brings up a lot of issues for a lot of people.
We've definitely had an influx of repair calls, especially. To your point, these afternoon storms have just been really pretty crazy.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I've been
horizontal rain.
Yeah. I've lived in the Gulf Coast for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get the afternoon humidity shower, you know, it breaks. But man, these like almost squalls that are coming through in the afternoon.
That's the perfect word. It felt like a squall. I mean, it was just
that
last night. Was
air gets starts to stand still and the temperature drops. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You kind of knows it's some bad news bears. But again, our team has been rocking and rolling with repairs. For those that don't know, Quality Roofing Solutions is a locally owned and operated roofing contractor serving in Northwest Florida, all the way from Alabama state line to Panama City and the Seaside area. We also do some work over in Fairhope and Mobile as well. So we're not stopping necessarily right at the Alabama line, and we are licensed to Alabama. So roof replacements have been a little bit slower, which is kind of expected with the summer, especially kids going back to school.
People are preoccupied a
exactly.
little bit.
I need to get the kids back in, but our gutter team has been doing a great job. And then again, I was just talking to my repair manager earlier this week, and he said typically they were averaging about 10 to 12 jobs. That's been some busy weeks. Mm-hmm. Now they're getting closer to 20-25 a week.
Whoa.
So it's
okay.
It's, you know, and
well, yeah, because you have, I mean, we've sat here at this drought for so long, and so then all those leaves and sticks and things accumulated.
Yep.
Then you get this big downpour that just washes it all into the gutters.
Well, I tell you, Meg, I was up on my roof just a couple weeks ago doing the diligent homeowner thing and make sure that, you know, just everything's flowing as it should be for storm season. And the amount of debris that just piles up in some of these valleys, you know, from the leaves and the pine straw, I'm like, man, if that keeps sitting on there, that's not going to be good. And then we've had a very dry summer. So if you're maybe having a leaking issue, you might not have known that until these recent rainstorms.
Right. Well, I saw in the news last night that a tree fell on top of a house.
Yeah.
And I thought of you again, and I thought, so what do you do? If everybody's okay, you don't necessarily have to call 911, but what do you do? I mean, do you reach out to you guys right away, or can you get help?
Absolutely.
Do you have emergency kind of services?
Yeah, so we do have an emergency tarping services available. We understand weather doesn't always work on a 9 to 5.
I was going to say.
These things usually come in after hours, overnight.
In the dark.
In the dark. And it is not our first time to go out and help in an instance like that. To your question, the biggest thing is getting once we make sure everybody's safe, getting water to not flow into that house. So getting a tarp, getting something over that hole until we can get a day like today, we can get some dry weather and assess what's going on and see what was affected. Because you might also have to start getting into trusses or internal like structural components depending on what that damage did. Now we've also had instances where we just had tree limbs that have fallen on customers' property and just damaged the decking. So thankfully just that plywood right under the shingle. So they didn't have to worry about replacing trusses or anything like that. And it was a simple one day repair. So there can be absolutely instances where we can get you up and running really quickly. We would hate, we know how much of an inconvenience it is to not be able to go into your house and just be relaxed. So,
well, if anyone happened to have some damage, maybe this last couple of nights, or they're concerned about their roof, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Get in touch with our team. Give us a call, 850-788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. I encourage a phone call because we've got an incredibly friendly team that is there to answer the phone, answer any questions. This is going to be kind of wild, Meg. But when you call, we schedule an appointment to come out and see you. We're not just going to say, all right, I'll see you in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, no, that's good. I'm laughing because that's really good.
And it's wild to me. I talk with my team often of, you know, the standard that we set is so important. And as a home service provider, that trust that we have with the customer starts with that phone call. And we need to make sure that we're doing our best, making the best impression. And that means setting an appointment and holding to that. So we understand that your time is valuable. I get frustrated when I have to wait for the utility company between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Yes.
You know, I'm out a whole day. We don't want to do that. We want to respect your time. A fun little story, in fact, I was in the barber shop this morning getting ready for the radio show, of course. little joke there.
I got it. I got it.
But I was talking to my barber, and he's like, hey, man, I've actually need to get a roof repair quote. I called somebody out that came out 2 weeks ago. I haven't heard back from them. Can you guys come and take a look at that? Meg, I was able to call James Dare, who's been in here with us a couple times before.
He's very good.
Gave him a call, and I said, hey, buddy, I got a customer who's got an issue going on. Can you get out there today? Looked at his calendar. Yep. I've got some time. I'm moving some things around, and I'll get out there this afternoon. And just like that, you know, it's so important to be able to make a connection and follow through with that. So appreciate the opportunity, East Hill Barbershop. Chuck, thank you for giving us.
Shout out to Chuck.
That's right. And I also want to give a shout out to Rodney with RD Allen Construction. He's another guy that goes to that barbershop and does commercial construction, so we often talk shop.
I love it.
In the barbershop. So he listens all the time on Pep, so he's like, I hear you guys
and listen.
So okay, give him a shout out too.
Well, we're talking with Ben Murphy. He's director of marketing for Quality Roofing Solutions, and we were just discussing about gutters. So one of the things, the topic kind of the day is, what is your roof trying to tell you and what to do before the next storm? So if you've got a question, text it in at 850-437-1620 and ask yourself this: when was the last time you cleaned your gutters? And if you want to text us right now, you can tell us we can tell you what's worth looking for while you're up there. 850-437-1620, because every roof's different.
That's right.
Different shingles, different structure.
That's right. I mean, depending on the pitch of the roof, how steep that roof is, sometimes that debris flows right off. Sometimes if it's a lower slope or more of a flat roof, that debris hangs out a little bit longer. And we've had one of our consultants on here before, Carl, who did a great job explaining that when that debris piles up on your roof, a roof is designed to have that water flow off of it.
Mm-hmm.
When it starts to back up or dam because of pine straw leaves, that water can start backing up underneath those shingles, which is not what you want.
No.
And that's where you can start getting, even though there may not be a penetration issue, that's where you could start getting leaking because of that saturation. That also lends itself to create soft spots on the decking, on that plywood. If you think you've got a heavy, wet pile of leaves just hanging out day after day, never drying, never moving, that moisture's got to go somewhere, and it's going to seep through those shingles. It's going to stain those shingles. It's going to get in that plywood. So, again, just these things that you might not be considering or aware of, especially if you're maybe a newer homeowner, just moved to the area, not familiar with what needs to go on with your roof system. Our team is here to help in any way we can. If you're not sure, if you just want to have the peace of mind of having an expert come out and take a look at the roof, I know most folks aren't too eager to go hop up there and walk along the roof.
No.
I wasn't until I got some years here at Quality myself. But again, our team is here to help you. We're happy to tell you if you've got nothing wrong with your roof.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also here to help guide you through what you might need and what would give your home the best protection.
Well, I've got a question that came in this morning about kind of a roof question, but it's they said, I have puddles of water now around the base of my house, and I have this grainy stuff in those puddles. What is that? It's not sand.
That is a great question. So that, to Meg's point, that's not sand. That is more than likely the granules from your shingle roof that are starting to wash away.
That's not good, right?
That is not good. That means that it's nearing the end of its useful life.
Mm-hmm.
An analogy that we really like to use is comparing a shingle to a car tire, vehicle tire, and thinking about that the shingles, those granules on those shingles as that tread. And what you're seeing is essentially that tread is washing away, and you're seeing little bits of that tread in your gutters or in those pools around your house. So what this can mean is that the granules are starting to wear away, and you're getting actually to that fiberglass mat underneath, which is what the granules are adhere to, which is like the steel wire or that iron or that that steel wire of your tires showing through.
Right.
So all that to be said, That can be a very strong visual sign that your roof may be near the end of its useful life. And a lot of folks don't know the savings that you can see on your insurance from a new roof replacement can often help offset the cost of that new roof significantly.
Wow, okay.
Between the underlayment, so you can do an ice and water shield, which is a secondary water barrier that goes underneath the shingles. A lot of insurance carriers give a discount on that. And then the new roof itself, a large portion of an insurance company's value and how they determine what kind of rate to put on that home is dictated by the age of that roof.
Mm-hmm.
I personally saw almost a 50% drop in my insurance when I just installed a new roof.
That's huge.
And that adds up.
It absolutely does.
Year over year.
Okay. Talking with Benjamin Murphy. He's Director of Marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you've got a question for Ben about your roof, your gutters, maybe you've noticed something this morning, you got a little brown spot over in the kitchen because of all this heavy rain we've been having, text it on in at 850-437-1620. And you have mentioned before on the show about folks that had their roof replaced a while ago and now they're kind of, is this the time to replace it? How do you know?
That's a great question. One great indicator can be the age.
Mm-hmm.
On average, 12 to 15 years is the useful life of a roof here in the Panhandle. Yes, you can get more years than that, but with our storm systems and really for the level of protection you have, about 15 years is where that roof should start to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Your insurance company, I've heard, especially on like real estate transactions, even if that roof's approaching 10 years, they want to have that roof replaced because just, again, peace of mind, new transaction, new insurance policy, they want to make sure that it's a brand new roof.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of crazy, Meg, is we're actually getting quite a few calls from Sally roofs.
Really?
Which
is what, 10 years?
Six,
that's right.
2020.
Oh, my goodness. And they're having issues now?
Yeah, with these, disclaimer, these are not the roofs that we installed during
these
sale.
These are what we call the quote-unquote fly-by-night
and that's,
roofing companies
that
breeze
right.
through here after big storms.
And the biggest challenge that we have is, of course, not only the workmanship issues that these customers are experiencing, but when it comes to getting in touch with that company or even seeing if they pulled a permit, they're running into issues. So a lot of homeowners who especially haven't been in the Gulf Coast for that long and haven't been here during a storm.
Right.
These are things that you really want to make sure you're considering, and having that peace of mind of a strong roof system before the storm, but more so, you know, after the storm, avoiding those fly-by-night, out-of-state contractors. If a contractor is ever asking you to pull a permit on your own, they're not pulling it. These are all signs that these could be issues down the road.
Right,
They're asking for a large deposit without... proof of work, or things
fake
like
fake warranties seems to be an issue.
Yeah, and maybe even a vague warranty, mm-hmm. not giving you complete insight.
Right.
I know that a lot of shingle manufacturers actually have an act of God clause in which the shingles material warranty is voided when there's a named storm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I live on the Gulf Coast, what are the chances that I'm gonna have a named storm, even if it doesn't come near this area?
Right.
They see that a named storm was in that area.
Wow.
That's voided the warranty. So
you got to read the fine print.
It's huge.
And also, find a reputable company. That's one of the things about Quality Roofing Solutions that's so important, is that you have some longevity here, you have a reputation, your quality, you do follow-up, you have accountability, and all those things really matter, because, like you said, it may be another 10 years, but if you come back to the same company and you know you're getting a good quality product and good service, it's worth it.
That's absolutely right. And it's not a changes names every other week or changes hands. I said it before, I'll say it again. We are a locally owned and operated company. Brian Ward, owner-operator, started this company 2006. We're actually in our 20th year this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we are in here in this community, we've been through the storms, we're not going out chasing, that really means something, and we take a lot of pride in being a part of the community. So, again, if you're a listener or just having some issues, not sure what's going on, maybe you've gotten a roof quote and just want to get a second opinion, our team is here to help. We're happy to answer any questions. Give us a call, 788-7691, or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. As Meg said, we've got a lot of great resources, but I also encourage you to read our reviews. We're coming up, I think, on over 1,600 reviews collectively,
mm-hmm.
between our Google profiles, with a 4.9 out of 5.
Good grief. That's amazing.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Pretty amazing, I have to say.
And we're proud of that. We really work hard, because we understand that sometimes issues happen,
mm-hmm.
but it's how you resolve those issues with customers. It's not a... something happened and we ghosted you, you're not hearing back. No, we've got a team that is there. They'll answer the phone. We have a location. We have multiple locations throughout the Gulf Coast, but we've got a showroom right here off of West Herman Avenue. So if you ever have any questions, or you just want to come and talk with somebody, or maybe get some samples before you even start looking, come and see us. We more than welcome that. That's part of that customer experience that we want to craft here at Quality Roofing.
Well, and that's one of the reasons, I'm guessing, that you've been nominated for Small Business of the Year by the Pensacola Chamber.
We are very, very happy and honored to be a part of that. We were privileged to win Small Business of the Month this past year, so
mm-hmm.
we are in that
running. Automatically qualifies you now for
I would really appreciate anybody who is a Quality Roofing fan, please vote for us. We are... in the running for Small Business Month with the Greater Pensacola Chamber.
Of the year now.
Oh, yes, yeah, of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they announced that at the big annual event, which is coming up shortly. So, okay, so we're coming up. It's fall. We had 7 inches of rain in some parts last night just alone.
Yes.
3 inches and 2 inches here in like a couple of hours. So you really want to make sure that your roof is solid to protect you and your family.
That's right.
It's so important.
And then the other thing with that, too, with that rain, is those gutters.
Mm-hmm.
We do, like I mentioned earlier, we do have a gutter team. So even if you've already gotten a roof and you just need gutters, we can help you out there. But making sure you're really getting that water away from the house. To your point, you had 4 or 5 inches of rain in an hour.
That's a lot.
And that just dumps. And, you know, I've really wanted that moat look when I was a kid.
Right.
But when now in practice, I'm like, I don't think having, you know, a pond around my house is really the best.
So probably not, no.
Getting that water away from your house. We've got a really cool gutter trailer that our team is able to run off seamless gutters, 5 and 6 inch seamless gutters, and they cut them to length, so they're not just installing like 8 foot sections at a time.
Right.
They run off 20, 30 foot runs and then putting them up. So it's really impressive. And then they also have even the gutter guards, those, you know, like kind of mesh overlays so that
straw
and
kind of keeps some of the junk out.
You got it.
Well, one of the things too that comes up all the time is the cost. How can I afford this? And you have mentioned many times in the show, you've talked about My Safe Florida Home program. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because someone may be listening and thinking, yeah, but maybe I can't afford this. But there's some options out there.
There are. The My Safe Florida Home program is a state-operated program in which the state will help with structural and storm readiness upgrades, including roof. What they'll do is for every dollar that you put in, they'll put in up to $10,000. So if you have a $15,000 roof project, you would pay $5,000. The state would come in and help pay the other $10,000.
That's amazing. That is well worth it.
I took advantage of it 3 years ago myself.
Mm-hmm.
Quality Roofing is a contractor who is qualified within that program. And you know, I hear so many people say, well, I'm just going to wait for a storm or wait for insurance to
pay
for
it. Don't do that.
Do it ahead of time. Be proactive. I cannot tell you the peace of mind that you have when a storm is coming through and there's even something churning out there in the Gulf and you know that you've got a roof system that's strong. We did Sally with our previous roof, and that was terrifying. I did not enjoy that one bit, and I will never put my family in that situation again. And the My Safe Florida Home program, again, is a great tool for those who may need a little bit of assistance. And hey, if the state can help you replace your roof and you're still going to benefit from the insurance discounts as well, I mean, that's a win-win.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we've got just a couple minutes left, Ben. What are some things we maybe didn't touch on or you'd like to emphasize today before we go?
You know, again, just reemphasizing to our listeners out there, I encourage you to be proactive when it comes to, of course, your home, but your roof system. With roofing, it's not like riding a bike where you're doing it all the time and it kind of pops back in. And it's one of those things you really only want to do every 15, 20 years, right? And so there may be things that you have questions about or you're just not unsure of. Our team is here to help. We are not a high pressure, going to berate you and harass you to buy something. We want to give you an honest advice because really we're here as a part of the community. And what you think of us and our organization means a lot more to us than just a one-time transaction.
Right. So, and you will come out. And is there a fee for someone to come out and take a look at your property?
That's a great question. There's no fee for an estimate. I think that's a big misconception as well, is that some charge involved. We are going to come out to that property. We're not going to just send you a satellite estimate. We want to come out. We want to walk that roof, take a look at it, poke our head in the attic, see what's going on, and give you the best advice and information based on what you've got going on and what you need.
Oh, it's a lot, and it can, with all these storms and everything, and we're actually now, as they say on Channel 3, they do that little graphic with Alan Strom, our meteorologist, and he says, okay, we're coming into the height of our season for this area.
That's right.
So you don't want to wait any longer. If you've been thinking about it, go ahead and at least have them come out and take a look at it. And for nothing else, it'll give you peace of mind.
That's right. And the other thing is that most roof replacements are completed within 30 days, and I don't mean time on site, but from permit signing to job completion.
That's not bad.
We can get you done and taken care of before storm season.
Okay, so give us that info one more time.
Absolutely.
So we can get in touch with you.
Give us a call at 850-788-7691 or visit qualityroofingsolutions.com. We're here to help you with any roofing questions you might have. And Meg, thanks for having us on, and I hope you have a quality day.
I hope you have a quality day too, Ben. I love it. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back.